This is Graham Atwell welcoming you to Sounds of the Bazaar, live from Online Educa Berlin, live internet radio. Well, what are we doing in Berlin then? Well, most of you, I guess, who's listening to this programme live on the internet will know Online Educa is probably the biggest conference about technology-enhanced learning in Europe. And we're broadcasting three special programmes. This one today, 11 o'clock tomorrow morning, Central European time, and 11 o'clock again on Friday. And we're bringing you interviews with the best projects, interviews with some of the innovative ideas, bringing people to you. And of course, we'll be talking to some of the participants. And we've got a crew here today. There's me, Graham Atwell, live on the radio. And I've got Eileen Lubke here as well, and Maria Perifanu. And we're going to be talking to people. We've got a great programme lined up for you this afternoon. I think we've got people from Oman coming on the programme, people from Greece coming on the programme, people from the Netherlands coming on the programme. And I guess that's what Online Educa is all about, isn't it? It's about people from different countries, different cultures meeting. But we've got a line of people waiting to come on the programme. I'm going to leap first straight into the first interview. The last 2 days I've been in Garmisch-Partenkirchen at a meeting of something called the Alpine Rendezvous, organised by the EU European Commission DG Research's Stellar Network of Excellence. Excellence, interesting word. And I'm going to be talking today at 5:30 for those there, or 5 o'clock for those of you lucky enough in Berlin. There's rumours they've got wine on their stand. But anyway, I'm going to be talking, because they're launching their website, I'm going to be talking now to Fred de Vries and Marcus Spreit from the Open University of the Netherlands. And I'm going to say, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Graham. Welcome.
Fred, tell me, what is the Stellar Network?
Stellar is the project. Stellar is the project launching a new network community on technology-enhanced learning. And what we want to do is actually connect everyone who's interested in state-of-the-art research on technology-enhanced learning by this virtual online community. Of course, it's not only virtual. We have real events like today here and like the one you mentioned. And there will be many more in the coming 2 years. And these will all be organized by the Stellar project. But we want to set up something which can live on after the project ceases to exist.
So Marcus, what's the website about? How's that going to help bringing people together?
So on the website, we started with a LinkedIn group or using different social media, also bringing together people from the field. And then we thought there must be more interactivity, more possibilities to collect information, to make it sustainable, to syndicate in your information. And we came up with a new ELKS based on ELK, a new website, the community. And basically it's about connecting people around topics, around questions. So we're trying to connect the researchers in the field with the practitioners and the stakeholders for this TEL research.
Okay then, the obvious question then, Fred. What are those questions?
No, we want real questions. We want the researchers not to think of the research questions on their own, like they many times do. No, we want them to go out, get out of their offices, and talk to the real users, which are learners, which are teachers, which are training departments and companies, and deal with the real problems they are facing. Yeah. And this actually, the long-term aim of especially the commission is to set up the research agenda for TEL in the coming years. So it's quite ambitious, if I may say so.
It does, Marcus.
Yeah. So this has some legacy and some history out of the previous networks of excellence. So we're sitting together with people and trying to think about what are the grand challenges for the coming years. And basically we try to come up with three waves of connecting learners. So it's about people, about orchestration of services, of artifacts, of environments for learning. And it's about context. So these are the three waves where we're trying to structure the field at the moment and trying to underfeed this with practical problems.
Okay, and if people want to get involved, if they want to get involved with this network of excellence, what can they do?
They can virtually sign up at teleurope.eu. If they are unsure about it, they can come to stand C99 and have a look and talk to some of our colleagues. And moreover, I'd like to invite everyone to attend the session at 4:30 on Friday, where we have a panel discussion. Well, I would say it's a panel discussing with everyone in the audience the grand challenges for research on Tau.
So those of you who are here in Berlin, 4:30 on Friday, grand challenges for Tau sounds fascinating, or stand C99 to find out more about the Stellar Network of Excellence. Thank you very much for being the first guests on this year's Sounds of the Bazaar live from Berlin.
Thank you very much, Graham.
Most welcome.
And now we're going to go into a musical break, and then we'll be coming back with Eileen, who I think has already found some more people to be talking to in a moment. A musical break, and we'll be back in with Eileen Luca.
Yes, thank you, Graham. I'm sitting here in a cozy lounge with some elusive guests also from far away. I can say we have the Middle East here represented. But let's start because of courtesy with our female guest. Can you present yourself?
Yes, hello. My name is Vicky Cerda, and I'm a volunteer for eLearning for Kids, a global nonprofit organization.
Okay, Vicky, from which country are you?
I was actually born in Cuba, but I live in Miami, and all our volunteers are really from all around the world.
And what is the approach and your target of your NGO here?
Well, our courses are for children, ages 5 to 12 specifically, but of course it depends a little bit on the maturity or the level of the child, but really primary school children. And we provide courses in math, in science, in health, life skills, computer, and they're all free.
Wow. And where are you most presented in the world?
It's actually 50% of our usage is in the U.S. on online, and offline, about 88% of our usage is in Africa. So it really depends on whether you have internet access or not, and we can help you either way.
And what do you expect from the online EduCo?
Well, we're here to raise awareness about our foundation, and obviously the more people that hear about us, the more teachers, parents, educators, and we're all interested in online learning, and what we do is online learning, so we think we have the right audience to help us spread the word. So one of the main things is really just letting people know about us and awareness. We're also looking for volunteers who can help with instructional design, who can help with translation, who can help just in general become involved. And as you can imagine, as being a volunteer organization, funding is also important. So we're also looking for anybody who can partner with us for corporate social responsibilities in corporations or partners who have content to offer to us, or and in any way that either an in-kind donation or a financial donation.
Okay, so everything.
Maria. Yes, we will have a musical break for a while, and then we will continue with some other interesting people who will talk to us about their presentations here.
This is Graham Atwell, Online Educate Berlin, Sounds of the Bazaar special, Sounds of the Radio, live on the radio, bringing you all that's best in internet radio and bringing you all that's best from Online Educate. Let's tell you the scene. We've got our radios set up near the entrance to Online Educate, and we've commandeered a very nice suite of chairs in the bar area. We've got our main interviewers, Maria and Eileen, are sitting there with a great bunch of people. And who's doing the next interview? It's Maria. I think I'm not quite sure who she's going to be talking to here, but over to you, Maria.
Okay. We are here with, can you please tell us your name?
My name is Amr Hamed.
Okay, and is it the first time that you attend this conference here?
Yes, this is my first time.
Your first impressions?
Well, I like it. Okay.
Can you please tell us what is the main purpose that came here?
Okay. I work for Sahro Software, which is pioneer software company in Middle East. I'm responsible for the education sector in this company. And you are here to learn, to meet people, and to look for business opportunity as well.
You will be here the whole period for these 2 days?
Yeah, I will be here because I'm not only attending the conference, I'm demonstrating Sahro products in the conference. Because we have a stand shared with Ministry of Education in Oman here. So I'm demonstrating Sahro products there.
Okay, I see. Very interesting. So would you recommend this conference to other people to attend next year?
Sorry?
Other people to attend this conference next year?
Sure, definitely. Next year we'll be here. I will be very glad to be here.
Okay, thank you very much.
And okay, thank you very much, Maria, for that. Okay, we're going to give you a short musical break, and we'll be back by Eileen Luca talking to more of some of the wonderful people here at this year's Online Educa Berlin. Over to you, Darren.
Okay, coming to our next guest.
Hi, I'm Andrea Lorenzon from Junti Labs. I am a chief solution architect on my company, and I am here for the fourth year in this conference.
Okay, so what is your company? How does it work with e-learning?
My company is, on a side, a provider of e-learning solution in order to cover all the needs of our customers, starting from content production until the content delivery and the personalization of the content according to the skills and the requirements of the user. And on the other side is a content provider.
Are you concentrated on higher education, on school-based learning, or on informal learning, workplace learning?
Okay, our solution, we can say our main markets is the corporate market and the public entities, but we have also customers in education, mainly higher education.
And what do you think, what is the next big thing in e-learning for you and for your company?
I think that the trend that we have today is mainly on the social networking, so the Web 2.0 and all the tools like Facebook, like Flickr, like Google App can be used in order to enhance the training for the end users, and mainly to add to the formal learning also the informal learning and the possibility to share information between all the different users. And on the other side, I think that the concept of to deliver training on different channels like mobile phones, like iPod, like Blackberries, or like digital whiteboards is the other way that will help learning to be used really to teach people in the best way.
And what do you expect from your participation on Online Educa?
I think that for us, Online Educa is one of the main conferences in Europe related to e-learning. It's the 7 year as company that we are here. And for us, it's good to be always here and to present our new technologies and to talk to the people that we know already, as well as to new people that will get to our stand.
Okay, thank you very much.
And we're going for another musical break now. This is Sounds of Bizarre, live from Berlin. Let's play you some more music.
broken, but your memory's intact. Well, it's running through your head like an explosion. And the smiles on all the faces of the children in the park are just a momentary loss of inhibition. Or you try to keep it all intact with bubblegum and twine. Well, it's bound to make a mess along the sidewalk.
Sounds of the Bazaar, live from Berlin, live from Online Educa Berlin, internet radio, broadcasting live. And now Maria, I think, is talking to somebody from, he said, looking at this sheet, the British Institute for Learning and Development. Yes. Over to you, Maria.
We have here Karen Velasco. Nice. You're welcome here.
Tell us something.
Tell us why you're here today.
Thank you very much. We're actually here for three reasons. The first reason is we are hosting the UK Pavilion. We've brought five organisations from the UK out with us, and we are hosting the UK Pavilion stand. The second reason is we're representing the British Institute for Learning and Development, which is a membership organisation. We have around 1,600 members based in the UK and globally. And then the final reason we're here, we're part of a European project called ROLE, Responsive Open Learning Environments, and we're promoting that project too.
Wow, very interesting. Three reasons, really interesting, we could say. Is it the first time that you're here?
The British Institute for Learning and Development has been here for a number of years, but this is my second time in Berlin.
Mm-hmm. And what are the main things that you wait for, that you attend from here?
The main things we hope to gain from here is a wider understanding of what's happening both in Europe and the rest of the world in terms of open learning environments, in terms of the latest trends in learning and development, and particularly things that we can help our corporate members with back in the UK.
As I see that you're here for another time, means that you will continue coming here next year, and you probably could invite other people to attend there also.
Definitely, we will definitely be back here next year, and we already have two or three organisations who want to come out with us again next year, so they can really see the benefit of it.
Even better. So thank you very much for your time, and I wish you all the best.
Thank you.
And thank you, Maria. Thanks for that interview. It's great to hear. There's some really wonderful projects represented. And one of the things I hope will happen at Online Educa is people will get a chance to talk to each other about the work they're doing, people from different countries, exchanging ideas, developing new ideas, developing innovation. Dirk, quick musical break before we go on to our next interview, and I'm glad to see that our lounge area here at Online Educa is filling up with people waiting to talk to you. Until musical break now, Dirk.
Je ne revoyais 5 ans sous l'étoile du lycée, tous les deux volés d'être jeunes. J'ai dans le bonheur et pas tant ce bonheur, j'aurais voulu rester collé sous tes nénés. Je ne revoyais 2 ans sous l'étoile de Paris, tous les deux de gentils amoureux. Mais c'est fait, j'ai déjà renoncé, on est là tous les deux. C'est pas vrai, c'est pas mieux, c'est pas vrai, c'est pas mieux. Je vais m'obliger pour me serrer. Je vais me forcer pour t'oublier. Je vais m'engager à t'ignorer, à détester celle que j'aimais. Être content c'est gentil, oui, mais quand tout fout le camp, mes yeux coulent tout le temps, je me mouche que c'est chiant malheureux. Mais quand tout va mieux, et puis non, je m'en fous, c'est trop con d'être fou. Toi tu veux faire une pause, c'est ta mère qui t'a donné l'idée, mais moi je veux passer comme ça, j'ai déjà renoncé. On est là tous les deux, c'est pareil, c'est pas mieux, c'est pas vrai, c'est pas mieux. Je vais m'obliger pour me serrer, je vais me forcer pour t'oublier.
Hi, sounds of the Bazaar, Graham Atwell, live from Berlin. Sometimes people think that Online Educa is just a place where European projects meet together, and that's not really true. You get people from all over the world here at Online Educa. Delighted to say Aileen Lubke is now going to be talking to Sultan Al-Wadahi, I hope I pronounced that right, who's the head of section of the Educational Portal System from the Sultanate of Oman Ministry of Education. Over to you, Aileen.
Hello, welcome. I think the obvious question is, how is the e-learning in Oman? Yes, our e-learning in Oman is under construction, and it's considered as one of the main systems in the portal. And we are now about to implement as a pilot for two schools or three schools in the region of Muscat. Yeah.
And it's funded by the Ministry of Education?
The whole project is funded by Ministry of Finance in Sultanate of Oman.
And do you work together with whom do you collaborate, or is it open source application?
It is provided by Sakhar Company as a solution, complete solution for the portal.
An e-learning made in the Oman for the Oman.
Sorry?
The e-learning solution made in the Oman for the Oman.
Yeah, it is actually a system which has international standard and can be used anywhere. But we are in Oman looking forward to produce e-content that is related to our culture, that is has a relationship with our curricula. And this will take for us time, because we need to train teachers to produce this e-content.
And what are your expectations from the online EduCar? Why are you here?
Well, the reasons we are here, we need to get acquainted with the latest technology in the e-learning, as well as we need to present our experience in Ministry of Education by having the portal, the educational portal. And also we need to exchange the information and the thoughts in terms of facing the challenges related to the e-learning systems.
Okay. And the one word about the internet access in the Oman. How is it developed?
Yeah, it is under developing, and it is, let's say, it is reasonable enough, but it is not, covered all the countries, all the regions in Oman. Yeah.
Thank you very much for coming.
And it's great to see so many people, so many ideas here at this year's conference. Okay, we're going to be playing a bit more music. Just to remind you about Sounds of the Bazaar, we're broadcasting live from Online Educa Berlin. We're running this program to about 16:40 today. And tomorrow we'll be live again at 11 o'clock in the morning, and again on Friday, bringing you all that's good from Online Educa. And if you're listening to this and you'd like to come on the program, feel free to join in, come on the program. Hopefully tomorrow we'll be talking to our friends from Adobe, who have the good fortune or bad luck to be straight opposite our stand and having to listen to us. Let's have some music now, Dirk, and then we'll be back with another interview.
Smoking on my Bible paper. With these words, God's been so gracious. Mouth full of bullets, I don't need a gun. Woke up that thought, oh, that's where I'm from.
Yeah, people have been asking about the music we have on the program. Well, all the music we use is Creative Commons licensed music. That means it's freely available to broadcast, freely use. There's some really great free legal music out there on the wonderful Yamendo website. That's www.yamendo.com. Now, let's explain the scene to you a bit. Today is a sort of pre-conference day. The exhibitors are all setting up their exhibitions. There's various pre-conference workshops going on. And even since we've started broadcasting here in the Intercontinental Hotel in Berlin, it's getting busier and busier. By tomorrow, we won't be able to move in this area. But we got some people, unsuspecting people, sitting around here in the bar. And Maria and Eileen are going to go and talk to some of the people who are wandering around and just find out what they're doing here in Berlin. We've been working continuity here. Well, and then after that, I'll be coming back to tell you something about a product launch that we're doing today for the tackle. But We're going to be talking to some of the people, asking them what they come for, what ideas they've got, what they'd like to see at Online Educa. We seem to have we got a unwilling victim here who wants to talk to us? Okay, over to Eileen.
Hello.
And I think we're out of microphone range at the moment, so Eileen. We're out of microphone range. We've just got a few technical difficulties here. We're working out the range which our microphones will do because we need line of sight. We need line of sight on the microphones to get it. We're wandering around the bar area. And some poor gentleman here is being asked to move himself to get us back a line of sight on our wireless microphones. Thanks very much for that. Okay, Eileen.
Hello. Can you just quickly present yourself, who you are?
I am Otto Romanovski from Finland, and I'm teaching music technology in Sibelius Academy, so I'm completely a musician guy in this environment.
And how do you come to the Online Educa? With what expectations? Is it your first time?
This is my first time, and we're at the Sibelius Academy starting to study the possibilities, different possibilities, how to teach music via internet and online and e-learning and e-teaching. And that's a very challenging task because inside our complement we have to choose different kind of tools which also could facilitate to put the music with a high quality through the network and that kind of stuff. So we have very specific problems.
Oh, and does it already work or are you in the prototype phase?
We are very strongly in prototype because naturally the internet bandwidth is not very well suited for both picture and also the audio.
Interesting.
Okay, thank you very much for coming on the programme. Now, I think Maria's down on the conference floor in the exhibition area. Maria, over to you.
Hello, we are here and we have with us a lady from USA.
Right, hi, I'm Marcy Powell.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
And you attend this conference for the first time?
This is my first time, yes. I've been told by many colleagues for years I should come, and this is the first time I've been able to.
First impressions?
Very impressive. Large group, very well run and organized. Looks like some good vendors here, and met a lot of interesting people already.
Oh, that's nice. Will you present something here, or just attend the conference?
I'm actually presenting tomorrow. We're going to talk about blended learning and the technologies that are here today, harnessing the future of technologies today.
That's really nice. And you have a mix of technologies that you use in the blended learning scenarios?
Yes, we'll use video conferencing and other online Web 2.0 tools, mm-hmm. Podcasting, etc.
And we're talking about adults or kids.
All ages, from preschool through graduate and adult learners.
So this is we have this kind of research in all these fields of education, and in which part of the USA?
Well, I'm actually in Texas, but I'm global. I have a few people that are here. Thomas Hammond, who is one of the world-renowned baritones, yes. Opera. He's going to be here in person, mm-hmm. And talk about how he teaches music from a distance. And the Manhattan School of Music's coming as well. They're director for distance learning and recording. So we're going to have a good session, I think.
So many people from USA just came here to Berlin. That's great. Thank you very, very much for your time. I wish you all the best here.
Thank you very much.
Well, that's great stuff to hear. Earlier we heard from Marcus Spate and Fred De Vries about the launch of the Stella project website, and this second launch today, we actually launched a project, Pontedusky. We're delighted to launch here the Tackle project book on teachers' aids on creating content for learning environments. I know it's a bit of a mouthful, but it really is a great booklet. Tackle Project is an EU-funded Comenius project. Comenius is the programme designed for schools. And what we've done is come together with partners from, I think, 5-6 countries to try and really develop a handbook which is practical for teachers, not just telling them what e-learning is or why e-learning may be good, but trying to give them some real practical tips on how to use e-learning in the classroom. I've got a man here who's going to be the first one to receive a copy of the Tackle book. Yeah, and I really recommend it. It's a book that's designed, and of course we produced it in 5 languages. It's available in English, it's available in Dutch, it's available in German, it's available in Spanish, and it's available in Portuguese. You can get copies of it off us. It's free as well, free and under Creative Commons. You can get copies of it from us, or live at the conference, or you can download it from the Tackle EU website. That's www.tackletacle.com. On the podcast, which will go out after this programme, we'll be giving you all the URLs, we hope, to all the projects. Anyway, Timo, who I've just seized on to give the first copy of the handbook to, you're from the University of Turku in Finland. Can I ask you what you're doing at the conference and why you've come here?
Well, I am the sort of middleman between the language teacher and the ICT specialist. So I'm trying to find out all the new ways of teaching languages with the new technologies. So that's why I'm here. I've been coming here since 2001.
So you must like it.
I do, yes.
And what do you say makes Educare worth you coming all that way from Turku for?
Because every year there's something new, and you also see the new trend, which way this branch is going to.
And where do you think that e-learning is going to now?
Well, I think that, well, perhaps not this year or next year, but in the next 5 years, the virtual worlds are coming, and the electronic desk, I mean the desk that you have on your own computer, so that you just single sign on and you get all the things. I mean, for example, in my university, you have to remember very many different usernames. Well, the username is the same, but many passwords for different things. And
yeah, I've just been down in Stellar Network workshop in Garmisch-Partenkirchen. And they ran two sessions of 2-day workshops. There were 4 workshops every 2 days. I was one on new media, but today I know they had one starting, which was about sort of desktops. So the whole of your desk becomes a computer. I really would have liked to stay just to see one of those. But, I mean, I think that sort of development could be cool. Anyway, thanks very much for coming on the programme. We hope you enjoy the conference, and we hope you enjoy the Tackle Handbook.
Yes, thank you very much, and I'm sure I will enjoy both. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Okay, and of course it's not just researchers, older researchers like me who come to Online Educare. We get real learners, real students sometimes, and Eileen and Maria are going to be talking to 2 of them now.
Okay, so what is your name and how old are you?
My name is Ishraq, and I am 10 years old.
10 years and old? There's the brother?
My name is Ahmed. I'm 9 years old.
Okay. And do you own a computer?
I have one.
And you have your own one?
Yeah.
So you don't need to share the computer with your sister?
No.
It's good. And do you use a computer in school?
Yes. Yeah.
And how? In which subjects?
Mathematics and science. If the teacher was not there, we go in the computer lab.
Okay.
And how come you speak so nice English?
Because we learn too much English in Oman in the school.
Oh, congratulations! You're great.
And do you learn English with a computer too?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. And do you go to the internet and chat with your friends, or what are you doing when you are at home with a computer?
Emailing.
Yeah.
I email and play Club Penguin and Microsoft. And we play the things of Word.
And your friends? Do you have internet also? Do you have friends on the internet?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Unbelievable.
And what is the best on the internet? What do you like the most?
Club Penguin.
Microsoft Word.
Okay. Then thanks very much. Do you have any other questions?
Do you use also internet to play games?
Yes. Yes.
I don't use it. I don't know it.
What are you playing?
Club Penguin and G9G.
Okay. So...
And do you... does your sister help you?
Of course.
Of course. That's a good sister.
She's a good sister, yeah.
Okay.
Thank you very, very much. We hope that you will enjoy these days here. And have a nice holidays, Christmas holidays soon.
Thank you very much.
Well, there we are. And those are two kids. I don't know quite how old they were, but... Wonderful interview, absolutely wonderful interview. And sometimes it's humbling for English native speakers to learn how kids can learn such good English. But you see there, Club Penguin, it's very interesting. They're playing games on the internet, and that's got to be some of the future. Dirk, into another bit of a musical break now, so as we can recompose ourselves with our microphones. We'll have a last session before wrapping up today's programme. Online Educare Berlin, being brought to you live on internet radio, live from the Intercontinental Hotel in Berlin. This has been the first of three live programmes we're running. We'll be back on air tomorrow morning at 11 in the morning, and again at 11 Central European time on Thursday. Of course, you're in different time zones. If you're UK, that's 10 o'clock. I've got a feeling if you're Greece, that's 12 o'clock. And if you're in Finland, 12 o'clock too, I think. I can't remember. Ireland, 11 o'clock. 10 o'clock. Portugal, 10 o'clock. Anyway, sort it out yourselves. 11 o'clock Central European time. It's been a great programme today. I loved that last interview. I loved it when that kid said, she's a good sister. That's wonderful. We've talked to people from all over the world today. It's been a real gas of a programme. As usual, the thanks are to go out. Thanks to Maria. Thanks to Eileen, who've been on the microphones today. And thanks most certainly to Dirk Stierglitz, who's been sweating over a 32-track mixing deck, which we never run a 32-track deck before, trying to work out how it works. We're off for a well-earned drink now, but we hope you'll be back on air tomorrow on Sounds of the Bazaar.